creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hunk, and it will soothe your soul.
Von Speckle.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. I've done this podcast twice before.
That's true.
Yeah, you got a microphone in between us and headphones in, and then these weird things attached to my nipples.
I didn't attach those things to your nipples.
I thought they would help. So I attached these things to my nipples.
They look great.
We should do a, before you just did a mic check to see if my voice sounded good in there. But let's do a nipple check.
There they are.
Here they are.
Check.
Can you hear them?
Am I supposed to?
That was them. Did you hear them?
I just saw you. You did that.
I didn't know that was my nipples.
So you're here today.
I just got back from New York.
So where are you? So where'd you come from?
I just got back from New York.
Oh, good. How is that?
Well, here's the thing with New York, okay?
Yeah.
I've been there twice now, so I'm pretty much a New Yorkan.
Right.
That's what we call ourselves in the Big App. I say Apple, I breathed it. You know, there's not a lot of time to do anything, so everybody just abbreves things there. That's, you know, because it's like it's hustle and bustle, baby.
Mm-hmm.
These people's got jobs, man. They gotta get from one place to another.
Right.
You know, they'll cut you off. So they don't have time for you to be in their way. They don't have time to say whole words. Everybody abbreves there. So.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah, it's thoughtful. And here's the thing I noticed, too, is like, okay, you've been around the country.
I have been around the country.
You've seen some places.
Many places?
You've resided in Florida Shire.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, okay, I travel around too, right? I go to a bunch of different places.
You do?
Yeah, and some of the places that I go to, like, people talk bad about other places I go to. Like,
oh!
So, like, in the South, everybody doesn't like New York, right? They think that everybody in New York is a-holes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm abbreviating that, because that's what I
right,
do
right, that's
now.
What you do.
And then everybody in the New York, they don't like the South. They think they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these a-holes up north and all these stupid people down south. It's like it's crazy that that's been going on for a while. I'm surprised there's never been a war.
So, but you were recently in New York.
Yeah, I was recently in New York for the Almost Homeless comedy tour.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was good. It was good. Here's the thing with New York.
Well, hold on. Who else is on that tour with you?
You have a guy that plays Dead Bob. His name's Muggsy.
Very good.
In real life. Sorry to break the illusion, kids. There's his girlfriend. Her name is Colette, and she does a really awesome aerial act. And she taught me a thing or two about some gymnast stuff. We'll get to that in a bit. There's the guys from London Broil.
Yes, yes.
Matt Conley.
They do a podcast, too.
Yep. It's called Every Day I'm Juggling. That's not what it's called, but they should call it that. And then, what is it called? Do you know?
I think it's my friend. The London Bro.
Yeah, it's the London Bro podcast, comedy juggling podcast. And then my friend Jeremy Jackson, who gets tomatoes thrown in his face for a living. But yeah, so we just did our show at the Tuxedo Shire Renaissance Festival for all the lovely people there. And it was awesome. Here's the thing with New York, okay? Now that I'm a New Yorkie, that's what we call ourselves, like the dog, New Yorkie.
Right.
It's faster.
Yeah.
Everything's faster there.
It takes a while to explain it.
Yeah,
so
it does.
You lose that time.
Well, once you're there, you just know.
I apologize. Keep
like,
going.
You're not a New Yorkie, so you would know. Like, and neither am I, but I've been there twice. You've probably been there more than I have, but
anyway,
I just got back some fresh.
That's right.
You know, I'm fresh off the apple. That's what they call it. Fresh off the app.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing with New York, okay? That's where the city of brotherly love is.
Right. They love the brothers.
So that's one, right? Okay. That is where the lights go down in the city.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's songs about it.
That's that song!
Yeah, that's that song. That's what they're referring to. That's
but it's by
the
bay.
Yeah.
New York Bay. Hudson Bay. Go on.
The football team, there's the Hudson Bay Brawlers. That's why it's called that.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Continue.
That's like, say I'm a New Yorkie. So, and then, but no, so here's the thing with NYC. So, dreams come true there, right?
Oh.
It's the city that never sleeps. And what stays in New York stays in New York. It says it on their license plates. So, here's the thing, though, is you find out. It's a magical place because you find out that you have talents that you didn't know you had.
Oh, yeah?
Exhibit me. I went there this week for just a comedy show. Already knew I acquired those skills. But, Hob, you're never going to believe what I found out this week.
What did you find out about yourself?
Von Schmeckle. Tuggy Von Schmeckle was born in this world 31 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in the year 1584, not to do comedy. Tuggy Von Schmeckle was put on this earth to ribbon dance. And I bet you're wondering to yourself, what is ribbon dance? I've never been to New York.
Tuggy?
Yeah.
I've been to New York at least 3 times. And it doesn't matter where you are from.
Yeah.
We've always known.
So what you're saying is
We were just waiting. We knew that you had a greatness in you.
Yeah.
And we have seen, sometimes when you accidentally trip and fall, you would do something that to us, to the people watching you, was very gymnastic in nature.
Yeah.
Was very rhythmic, like.
Okay.
The way that the mud will fling in patterns. I can see, I've been seeing it. I didn't know a name for it, and now
it makes sense.
It does, it all makes sense.
Right. Like, so I've been kind of doing it
mm-hmm.
without knowing it, and I just needed to have it in my hand to realize that I had what it takes.
Tuggy, I'm proud of you.
I feel like I'm coming out of the closet.
No, can you do ribbon dancing in closets?
No, there's not enough room.
So that's why you're leaving it.
But yeah, no, it's like a cell. It's like a whole, like, I feel like a new person, and I feel like I didn't have a name for what I wanted to do either. And it turns out that it's to dance.
I think specifically with ribbons.
With ribbons. I'm going to start a league.
Yes, this is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to start a league. So I found out that I just have a magical gift with ribbon dancing. I picked it up and I could not put it down. So
you're holding one now.
I'm holding one now.
That's why we knew.
Literally could not. I can't put it down.
Right, that's why I knew what you were going
to
say.
It's actually sewn to my hands. I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay, you didn't need to do that. It's just a stick you hold on
to. I said I love it. It's my life change.
Okay, all right.
Let's not fight. So I'm starting this league. It's
mm-hmm.
called the TRBA. That stands for the Tuggy Ribbon and Ball Association, because this art form is not just ribbon.
No,
it's there's balls and involved too. They're inflatable little balls. They're the size of bowling balls, and you do gymnastics with said ball and ribbon, and you throw some hula hoops in there. Now, like, hula hoops didn't make an acronym because hula hoops trademarked. But what the league is every shire will come up with 10 adult males over the age of 30, weighing in over 200 pounds. Those are the requirements. And
I better start eating.
We are going to challenge other shires to a gymnast off.
This is a fantastic idea.
So far, I have you and I are the only one interested in doing this. But we think it's going to sweep the shire.
What about Emerus Fleet? We could get him in on this.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to need... See, that's the hard thing is... it's hard because it takes a lot out of you.
Like, it does.
Like, I...
You're sweating now.
I have about 6 strong minutes of pure unadulterated ribboning down.
Okay.
I say ribboning because it's faster.
That's...
New York. But it takes a lot out of you. You, like, need to, like, get your cardio up, but also stay over 200 pounds. Right. That is the hard
part.
Oh,
it's the balance, yes.
It's the balance.
So what if it was Tuggy's hula, ribbon, orb...
The Beach Boys on that.
Ball.
Beach Boys on the hula.
Right, but that would spell throb.
You did that one.
I did.
You did that one. I've been on my best behavior.
I know.
I
thought I'd be able to make it through it by saying it, and I didn't.
I didn't mean for you to have to edit more things out.
No, but why?
But I'd like to let the record show that Hob the Troll just swore a bunch.
That's not swearing. It's not swearing.
I just wanted to have you edit that out.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Up until right now. Ready, go. I'm doing this association thing.
Now, are you still going to do...
I'm the president.
...the Splatter Time players?
I hope Lickety Splickety's not around, because I am so... I don't know if there's going to be time in my busy schedule of ribboning and balling.
It's a hard balance.
Look,
it's a hard balance.
I ball so hard that mother effers are going to try to find me. And I breathed that.
I appreciate you breathing that.
Yeah. You know, because it's a song lyric or whatevs. See? New York. So, but yeah, admission's free because it's
for
just,
now.
It's just an idea.
For now.
For now. Yeah, for now. So, but yeah,
Tuggy,
I want to
say if I can, now listeners, I might post some pictures a little later after you've, cause I see a lot of raw talent in you.
Thanks.
It's
inside me.
It is. And what we need to do is we need to hone this. We need to focus
harvest.
This. Harvest it. Yes. We have to get it. So it's just... people can't ignore it.
We need to Farmville this biz.
That's right.
Short for business, New York.
Again, I think you're taking more time to explain that you're from...
That's for the listeners.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, and you.
That was me spelling out letters. Oh, I see. I did too. I don't know what that stands for. That's how fast I am. But Tuggy, I'm very excited about your new venture.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I'm also really pumped. You can go to... Tuggy Von Schmeckle doesribbons.com and donate money if you anonymously, or just leave it at the Michigan Renaissance Festival under Tuggy Von Schmeckle /Todd Hibbler. They'll know who you're talking about. We'll take anonymous donations. Please, no change. That's littering. And no donations under $5.
I will take all of those donations that are under $5, so, and I will start a meal. I'll just get a meal.
You're just hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry. But Tuggy, yeah. I'm really proud of you, and I just want to say I can't wait.
Thank you.
Are you going to be doing this publicly anytime soon?
We'll see. You know, there's nothing booked yet. You know, I'm just working on my craft.
Got it.
You know, but there are some things in the work. You know, it's hard out here for a P. That stands for pimp. Because... New York. Because I am also my own agent.
Oh.
And...
You know, give yourself 15%.
Well, yeah, so that means when I get paid, I ask for 115%. So, which doesn't make sense, and I know that now, after I said it. But that's okay. See, that's the thing. My brother Lickety says that I don't know what I'm going to say until it's coming
this
out
is,
of my mouth.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Here's the magical thing about a ribbon.
Yeah.
You make a slight movement... with that baton.
Yeah.
I know the lingo. And
oh, industry term. Nice. Nice use of industry term.
Thank you. And what it translates to is beyond what we thought.
You ever seen a dragon underwater?
I have not. Here's the thing. Hold on. Let me finish this.
That's what it looks like to me.
Right. It looks like a dragon underwater, but when you wave the baton, what starts out as a small movement expands to something larger. Sometimes I do the same thing where my mouth gets ahead of my brain.
Right.
And I say things that my brain isn't thinking of, but it turns out to be something magical and bigger than what it is. You are translating that to this ribbon craft.
Listen, I might be saying the same thing that you're saying.
Yes.
But what I'm hearing is when I move this ribbon slightly,
mm-hmm.
there's a big, giant trail of things happening.
Yes.
And that's a metaphor for me saying things that I don't know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And having to explain them.
Yes.
Afterwards in a very large way. So, it's like I'm playing catch up with myself.
Right, but the ribbon is showing that.
But the ribbon is.
Because it leaves a trail.
Right.
Of where what you have said and where you have.
A snail trail.
Thank you very much, Tuggy. We've enjoyed having you on the show, and we'll post some pictures real soon. Thanks,
okay.
Tuggy.
Thank you.
Hob the Troll presents The Hobcast, produced by Steve O'Dockerson and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode features special guest Todd Hibbler as Tuggy Von Schmeckle. Like Tuggy Von Schmeckle and the Splatter Time Players on Facebook. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob the Troll on Facebook, follow him on Twitter @HobTheTroll, and go to HobTheTroll.com for info, tour dates, and click on the donate button to show your appreciation and to keep this podcast going.
What a great guy that Tuggy Von Schmeckle is. I always have a good time talking to him, even if it's just shooting a breeze. I'm trying to think of things that I can abbreve, but I don't, nothing comes to mind. And abbreve and breeze don't really rhyme. Anyway, so I will be performing at the Lady of the Lakes Renaissance Fair soon, as in next weekend, which will be the 14th and 15th, so check out my Facebook page for details about that. It's my first time at that fair. I hope everybody who can come out can come check that out. I'm real excited about it. The Washing Well Wenches will be there, Emerus Fleet, some more people. Go to the website, I've posted a link, and this is very exciting news. I will be having another episode of this show coming out next week with Mr. Peter Brook Turner of the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. So look forward to that. That will be coming out next week. Two Hobcasts in a month? That's crazy talking, especially since you forgot to put out the ones for a couple of months there. Well, I'm making up for it, so I'll see you then. Goodbye.